This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Robert Kennedy Jr. was in Colorado Sunday campaigning for his independent presidential campaign. He says independents represent 43% of the country and that he wants to debate President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump.
Oh, don't you think that there should be an independent on the stage?
RFK Jr. needs 12,000 valid signatures from voters across the state to make the presidential ballot. The heavy metal lead was taken out of automobile fuels decades ago, but leaded fuel is still commonly used for small aircraft. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on a new law aiming to change that.
A recent study by Colorado's health authorities found kids living within a couple miles of an airport had slightly elevated levels of lead in their blood. The tests were still lower than a reference level set by the CDC, but it illustrates a growing concern that small aircraft are spreading lead pollution near Colorado's airports. A new state law will provide $1.5 million per year in grant funding to help those airports switch to unleaded gasoline for small aircraft by the year 2030. Owners of aircraft can also get a tax credit for making the switch. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Thunderstorms, large hail, and tornadoes are possible across the Denver metro area and the Eastern Plains this afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Heavener says there could be a wide variety of conditions depending on where you are.
It's going to be probably more than just one storm, probably be a couple of storms that can produce all three of those hazards or impacts at the same time.
Severe weather from the storm is likely to dissipate overnight. This is CPR News and KRCC.